The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Yesterday was Lag BaOmer, 33rd day of the Omer. Being that, and that has to do with Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, let's dwell on that this evening. Actually, Sfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah of counting the days between Pesach and Shavuos, are not directly related to what we're going to speak about this evening. There might be an indirect link, but not directly. But it was during those days that something else happened, and that the Gemara brings in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. It dwells on a posuk in Keheles, Yud Aleph Vov. Babek Ezra Ezarecho Bilo Erev Al Tanach Yodecho. In the morning one should plant your seed, and in the evening do not rest from that. Ki Einchu Yodea Eze Yichshar Hazeh Ozeh Bimshneim Ki Echo Tovim. Because you never know what will come out of this. Which seed that you plant will give forth better fruit, this one or that one, or if they'll both be alike. When Shlomo HaMelech wrote this, what did he have in mind? So the Gemara brings Shani Reb Shoemer Heyu Leibonim B'Yaldusai Yerabonim B'Ziknusai. When a person has children in his youth, he should not cease from having children, but even in his old age also he should produce children. As it states, Babek Ezra Ezarecho Bila Erev Al Tanach Yodecho Ki Ein Cho Yedea Eze Yichshar Hazeh Ozeh Bimshneim Ki Echo Tovim, like the pasuk that we just read. Reb Kiva says Shlomo HaMelech King Solomon had also this in mind. Lima Tere B'Yaldusai, if you taught Torah in your youth, Yil Me Tere B'Ziknusai, you should continue to teach Torah in your old age. You shouldn't say, I've taught a lot of Torah and I have many Talmidim. Now, Hayelei Talmidim B'Yaldusai, Yilei Talmidim B'Ziknusai. If you had disciples in your youth, produce disciples in your old age also. Shneamar, and he brings this posuk. Actually, the first half might really be referring not to teaching of Torah, but to the learning of Torah. But at any rate, it also refers to the teaching of Torah and Hamodes Talmidim, the producing of disciples. Now, Rabbi Akiva dashed the posuk in that manner, but he had a particular reason as to why. And the Gemara tells us. Omru, they said, Shnaim osar elef zugim talmidim hoyelel Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of disciples. In other words, 24,000 students. Migivas an antiferes. And they stretched all the way from Givas Ad Antiferes, that was from one end of Eretz Yisrael to the other. And they were great, all great Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva, to learn by Rabbi Akiva, you had to be a great Talmud. Mekulam Mesu, Beperek Echot. They all died at one period of time. Mibneshele Noagu Kovet Zelezeh. Because they did not respect each other properly. They did not give honor to each other properly. And the world was desolate. The world was empty from Torah. Now, Rabbi Akiva was not a young man. because it wasn't until 40 years old when he started to learn Torah. So he was an old man already. And you would think, look, what's an old man going to do? No. At Shabbat, we keep Eitzel Rabbi Seinu Shibador, Vishon Olehem. Rabbi Kiva went to the south part of Eretz Yisrael, and there were our masters, and he started to learn with them. He had Bikur, five Talmidim. There's a Medrash Rabbo that brings seven. Here the Gemara brings five. Remeya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Shimon, that was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua. And he learned with them, taught them. They became great. And they were the ones that brought Torah back to the world at that time. First of all, we see from here that even though you bring up Talmidim in your youth, but you should also bring up Talmidim in your old age, because you never know what's going to happen. You see something else from here also, that it's not quantity that matters, but it's quality. Here you have 24,000. What? How can you compare a yeshiva of 5 to a yeshiva of 24,000? How can you even think to compare to that? Yeshiva of 5 Talmidim, it's not even a minion. You couldn't even have a minion with the Talmidim. To yeshiva of 24,000. Who ever heard in our times a yeshiva of 24,000 students? Yet nothing became of the yeshiva of 24,000, and the yeshiva of 5 that brought back Torah to the world. Now, what does this have to do with Sfiras Ha'ima, or Lag BaOmer? So the Gemara says, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Kula Mesu Mipesach Varatzeres. They all died during the period of time which was between Pesach and Shavuos. So again, this is not the Sfiras Omer. The Sfiras Omer is a joyful time. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which celebrates the going out of Egypt to the Matan Torah, to the receiving of the Torah. But also during that time, a great tragedy took place later, many, many generations later, and that was the annihilation, the epidemic, the plague of 24,000 of Rabbi Kiva's disciples. What does this have to do with Lag BaOmer? The 33rd day of the Omer? In the Torah Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Tzare Gimel, he brings that on the 33rd day of the Omer, Posku Milomus, they stopped dying. And the Maral also says this in the Siva Avasreya, and at the end of the Siva Avasreya, and at the end, and in the Siva Torah Perek Yud Beis. The Maral says a remes, a simen on this, because Lag BaOmer falls on the 18th day of Iyor. So that would be the simen Chai Iyor. So it stopped. How do they know? The Gemara doesn't say it. So how do they know this? The Torah doesn't say where the source is. The Maral doesn't say where the source is. The Beis Yosef and the Bach, they're in the Torah, the commentaries on the Torah, they bring a source. They bring this is said in the name of the Medrash and also in the name of Taisvus. Now, it's very obscure because they don't bring where the Medrash is. They only say B'Shem HaMedrash, which means they don't know, they didn't see the Medrash. It was said in the name of the Medrash, and the same with Taisvus. They don't bring where the Taisvus is. It was said over in the name of Taisvus. So evidently, this is a Mercedes that was for many generations, but the source is obscure. And this that it states that poskubi lomus, they stopped dying, this also is a shaila. Some learn that the plague was only from the beginning, from the beginning of Sfiras Ha'ima, which would be the second day of Pesach, till the 33rd day. of the sphere, inclusive. Some even hold inclusive. And then they stopped. Others say no. They died all during the time, except not on Lag BaOmer. The Maral brings that they died all the time, but the plague stopped on Lag BaOmer. No one got sick after Lag BaOmer. Those that died afterwards was from the sickness from before. And that's why there are various minhagim when to keep those 33 days when this took place. And this is why we commemorate this with Ksas Mini Avelus, with certain practices of mourning. For example, Chasimus, we don't make weddings. Tasperis, we don't take haircuts, shaving, and so forth. And this is why that on Lag BaOmer it's brought again the different customs, but the prevailing custom that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Although the Mechaber, the Bishesiv, doesn't hold for this, is that on Lag BaOmer then one abstains from these types of mourning. We have chassidus, take haircuts, and even the Ramah brings negging sasimcha, that we marbe, we add a little simcha to the day. And actually the Gaon, Vilna Gaon, brings a source. Why should we add simcha to the day? He brings it from the Gemara in that end of Masechta Tainus. Chamishosa Ba'ov, 15th day of Av, was a great simcha to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara wants to know why. One of the reasons that the Gemara gives is because Pasku Misei Hamidbar. It was on that day that the decree on all of the generation of the desert that was supposed to die, it finally ceased. So the Gemara says, from there you see that when a plague ceases, it's a mitzvah to make a simcha. So that would be the same thing here. Actually, in the name of the Chidor, is brought that he says another thing happened on Lag BaOmer. He says that was the day when the Mekiva started his yeshiva again, when the Mekiva started to learn with these five Talmidim, Reb Shimon and Yochai and the other Talmidim in the Dorum. At any rate, this is what Reb Kiva and his Talmidim have to do with Sfiras HaEmer and Lag BaOmer. Now, the Madrega that Rabbi Kiva reached, the level he reached, was enormous. And in many aspects, it was greater than any other individual. And we will cite, we've given long shurim on this in the past, but we will cite one or two sources of this. Bara brings in Masechta Menachos, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. Omarav, Rav said, "B'shosha olam meishel amorim." When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, Motzov laKodesh Baruch Hu, Shiyeshi bekeishik sorim leAsiyos. He saw HaKodesh Baruch Hu who was sitting, and he was tying crowns on to the letters of the Sefer Torah. Now, this is what is known as the tagging. The tagging, if you look at the Sefer Torah, you see that many of the letters have crowns. So Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, "Why are you doing this? What is it necessary? Isn't there enough in the Torah without the crowns?" Amalei Ormechod Yeshu Osid Liyais Besev Kamadoris Vakiva Ben Yosef Shemai Shosid Lidreish Al Kol Kutz Vekutz Tilin Vitilin Shalalochus. He said that many generations down the line there'll be a man born. His name is Akiva, the son of Yosef. Incidentally, the Rebbe Akiva came from Gerim also. he came, his Yosef, his father was a ger. So Akiva ben Yosef. And he will darshan, he will expound the meaning of every stroke of the pen of these crowns. And from it he will learn tilin tilin shel halochos. Many, many halochos, dozens and dozens of halochos. So Meshe heard about such a man. He said, show me this man. So he said, go, I'll send you into time. Holach, Yosha b'seif shmeina shuras. So Meshe was sent into time. Comes, he finds a base of Medrash. Goes into the Beis HaMedrash, a yeshiva, and someone is darshaning, someone is saying a shir, and Meshe takes a seat in the back row. He listened to the shir, here's a shir on his Torah, he couldn't understand it. Toshas Keicha, he got all upset. It's his Torah, Torah's Moshe, he brought it down, he taught everybody the Torah, now he hears a shir and he can't understand a word of it. Given she gila davar echad, omrele talmidav rebbe menayin locha melehen alecha lemeshe misinai nishash v'daitoi. Then he heard the talmidim ask the rebbe, this was Rebbe Kiva, akasha. And Rebbe Kiva had no other way to explain the answer to this kasha, with except by saying, this is how we receive from Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, once Moshe heard that, nishashpu daitai. So now Moshe felt better. He wasn't sidelined totally. So he felt better. Chozer aboliv nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Moshe went back in time. And he went to Hashem. And he said, Ribbeinu shel Olam, Yesh lach orim kezeh v'atah naisein Torah al yodi. He says, you have such a man like that, why are you giving the Torah through me? Give it through him. Omer leishteik kach ola b'machshava lefanei. He says, be silent. In other words, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, more or less, this is my concern, this is my business, this is my decision, not for you. So what do we see? We see the great heights that Rabbi Kiva had come to, where he could understand things later on in the Torah that even Moshe Rabbeinu would not be able to understand. Even the ksorim, the crowns of the letters. Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Chukas, Perches states, Dvorim shlei niglu lemeisha, niglu Rabbi Kiva v'chavirov. What many things that were not revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu were revealed to Rabbi Kiva in his group. Mora brings in Chagiga Daf Yudalet Amud Beis. We have what is known as the Sod. There is the revealed Torah, that's the Pshat and the Drush, and then there is the Sod, the Remes and the Sod, and that's the concealed Torah. And that concealed Torah is the deepest Chochma there is. The Torah itself is the deepest wisdom in the world, but this is the deepest wisdom of the Torah, the concealed Torah. And this speaks of the Maaseh Merkava and the Maaseh Bereishis, Maaseh Merkava, the creation of the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, his chariot, and so forth. And the sages refer to this as the Pardes, because Pardes spells out Pei Resh Dalet Samach. So that would spell out Pshat, Remes, Drush, and Sod, all of the levels and the layers of the Torah. And Pardes means an orchard. Sigmara brings Tana Rabbanan, Arba Nichnusu Bepardes. We learned there were four that entered into the Pardes, which means four entered into the orchard, four of the great Tanoim, the great Talmidei Chachamim with the Mishnah, decided to learn to go into the greatest depths of the Pardes of the orchard, of the concealed Torah. Ve'elohein, and these are them, Ben Azai, Ben Zema, Acher was the Rebbe of Remeir, and Rebbe Kiva. So they did that. And this was over a long period of time. Ultimately, what happened? Ben Azai, Hitzitz, Umeis. Ben Azai saw too much. And he died. Love Akosev Eme, Yoko Bene Hashem, Amos Lachasidov. Ben Zema, Hitzitz, Benifka. Ben Zema also saw too much. And he went out of his mind. Volova Kosev Omer, Dvash Motsoso, Ochel Dayecho, Pentis Baenu, Vako Osai. This is what Shlema Melech said. If you're walking in the woods and you find honey from a bee's nest, and the honey is so good that you start to eat it, don't eat too much of it, because if you eat too much, eventually you will throw it up. And he saw the greatest depths of the Torah, but he took in too much. Acher was called Acher because eventually he turned against the Torah. That's what happened. Kitzetz b'nitiyos. He started to chop down the trees of the orchard. In other words, it made him into a kefir, made him into someone who denied the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, tragedy happened with all three of the four. Enormous tragedy. That's why a person has to be careful. Al tischachim yesemida. He's got to be careful to take the Torah as its Torah is like a medicine, must be taken as prescribed. You look at it too much, one died, one went out of his mind, the other became a rebel, and started to destroy the orchard. Rebbe Kiva, Yotze B'Sholem, Nichnas B'Sholem, V'Yotze B'Sholem. Rebbe Kiva was the only one who entered into the orchard Bishalom, and he went out of the orchard Bishalom. In other words, he knew exactly the perfect balance, how to digest it all. So this is another source we have of his greatness. And then for the fact that we see he had 24,000 students. And the Gemara in Yevamos in the second Berek brings that he will refer to someone as Shimcha Helech Misefe Elematsefe. The name of Rebbe Kiva went out from one end of the world to the other. So we have sources of his enormous greatness. On the other hand, though, he came from very, very small beginnings. In Avos Rebbe Nosson, Perek Vav, Os Beis, it states, Hoye ben Arboim Shona, Bele Shona Klub. He was 40 years old and he hadn't learned at all. So in other words, he was an Amoritz at the age of 40. The Gemara brings in Psachim Memtes Amad Beis, not only was he an Amoritz at the age of 40, but he hated the Talmidei Chachamim. How do we know this? Because Rabbi Kiva said this on himself. And the Gemara Psachim Memtes Amad Beis, Rabbi Kiva says, Tanya Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kishayisi Amo Oretz, when I was an Amo Oretz, an ignoramus, O Malti, I would say, Mi Yitain Li Tamad Chochom, Ban Shechena Kachamor. give me a Talmud Chacham into my hands, and I will bite him like a donkey. Omale Talmid of Rebbe Yemo ki Kelev. Why do you say like a donkey? Why don't you say like a Kelev, like a dog? Omale Hen, no, like a donkey. Kazer Neshech v'shever etzem, v'zer Neshech v'neshever etzem. A dog bites, he only makes a flesh wound. A donkey bites, heaven forbid, not only does he make a flesh wound, but he breaks bones also. Now here Rabbi Akiva was displaying, not only was he ignorant, but he was so contrary to the Torah that he hated those who learned the Torah. The Tosfos brings, the Gemara brings in Ksuba, that even though he was ignorant, he was a very good person. Tzaniyo. He was a modest person. See, he wasn't arrogant. He had good midas and so forth. But nevertheless, he had a hate to the Talmidei Chachomim, because the Talmidei Chachomim were nobility and aristocrats, and he was a humble shepherd. He used to feel that they looked down on him, they persecuted, you know, the different class Jew. But this is what Rabbi Akiva was, not only when he was a child or a teenager, but when he was already 40 years old. So, we can ask the question now, how is it possible that a person should start out at such a low level, 40 years, and he had never learned anything yet? Mishnah, Shona means even Mishnah he hadn't learned, yet alone Gemara. And he was contrary to the Torah and the Talmidei Chachamim and all of those that learned the Torah. And Mido, from the other aspect, he reached higher levels than even Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, there's no doubt that one of the great factors was his wife, Srebetsin. Right? This was Rachel. Gemara talks many, many times about Rachel. And the Gemara says this. Gemara says in Yuma, Gemara brings that Hillel's mechayves anim. No one who's poor can tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 120 years that he wasn't able to learn Torah because he was so poor. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show him Hillel. Hillel was so poor that he couldn't even afford the fee to get into the Beis HaMedrash. He used to charge a fee because to help maintain expenses. He couldn't even charge that. He couldn't even afford that. Still, he became the great Hillel. So the Gemara asks, why do you say Hillel's Mechayev Sanin? Say Rabbi Kiva's Mechayev Sanin. From Rabbi Kiva also. Rabbi Kiva was so poor that he was a shepherd, and then he lost his job as a shepherd. And then he had nothing. And he used to have to sleep on straw, the Gemara brings. So it says, no, you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Kiva, because then the other person will say, well, he had Rachel. Mm-hmm. So what do you, it's not, not everybody has Rachel. See? So there's no doubt that this was an all-encompassing factor. But nevertheless, Rachel on her own couldn't have done it. He himself had to have some substance. So where was it? Where was the secret that from such a low level it comes to such an enormously high level? Now, he had many secrets. He had many yesodas, many principles that he built his life on. And we know this from his teachings. You know a person best from his teachings. And one of the sources, the great sources, is what he taught in the Mishnah in Ovis, Masecht Ovis, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudalet. Well, first we'll read through the entire Mishnah, and then we'll analyze it. Who are you, Aimer? He would say, Rabbi Kiva would say, Choviv Odom Shinivra B'Tzelem. How dear is man who was created in the Tzelem, in Hashem's image. Chiba Yisera no dasloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made known to him even greater chiba, greater dearness, endearment and love, Shenivra B'Tzelem, that he had created him in the Tzelem. Shneamar ki b'tzelem elokim osos ha'odom. As it states, in the image of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man. That posuk that's being quoted is not the posuk in Bereishis. Bereishis is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the angels, let us create man, ki tzalmeinu ki museinu. That's not that posuk. That's a posuk in Parshas Noach. After the flood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Noach, the posuk reads as follows, Shefich damo odom, v'odom domi yishofich. Anyone who spills the blood of a person, then his blood shall be spilled. Ki b'tzelem elokim osa esa odom. Because I have made man in my image. And since you have destroyed a man that was made in my image, you have destroyed my image, therefore you have to be put to death. All right. Then it states, Chavivim Yisrael shenikrubonim lamokom. He goes further. He says, how dear Yisrael is that they are called bonim lamokom, sons to Hashem. Chibu yaseira no das lahem shenikrubonim lamokom. This endearment and love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made known to them that he called them bonim lamokim. Shneamar, as it states, bonim atem l'Hashem alekechem. You are sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is that posuk written? That posuk states as follows. It's a posuk in Re'eh. Yudalet Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Leitzizkeidu, Leitzosimu korcho b'nei nechem, l'meis. That you shall not cut your flesh, or you shall not shave off all of your hair over someone who dies. Rashi explains, this was the derech of the Emorim. The Goyim used to, at times when if someone would die, or if something else would happen, they would take a knife and cut their arms and their legs, and also they would shave off all of their hair. So HaKadosh, Sritais alameis bipsarchem, v'chein lasis kolareish kekerach, kederech amorim. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not allowed to do that. But he gives a reason why. He says, because because you are the sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi says, Bonim, your sons to the king, ruin the ice noim. A son of the king has to look like a prince. You know, a prince goes all around with all of his hair shaven off. He goes around all cut up. Right? That's not a prince. He says, Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, ruim liyais noim, v'lei gedudim u'mikorachim. You have to go around looking beautiful, like a prince, and not like someone who's all mutilated, and his hair is all cut off. This is what Rashi brings. And then the pasuk follows, ki am kodesh ato l'Hashem elokecho, because you are a sanctified nation to Hashem, u'becho bochar Hashem liyais lamskulu mikol ha'amim. And I've chosen you to be my treasured nation amongst the entire world, all of the nations of the world. So what kind of ponim is that? You go around mutilated, you go around hairless, say. He says, no. That's that posuk. So Rabbi Kiva said, Chavivin Yisrael, how dear is Yisrael that they are called sons to the Mokum, to Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made this known to them. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. So that was the second thing. Then he said a third statement. Chavivin Yisrael shenosen lehem kli chemdo. How dear, how precious Yisrael is that was given to them a kli chemdo. A kli chemdo, this means a tool which is so precious and desirable. Chemdo is from the word to be chomed. Chomed means something that you have an enormous desire for, which is so desirable. Chibu Yisera Nodas Lehem, Shinosan Lehem Kli Chemdo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this known to them, that he is giving to them his Kli Chemdo, his greatest, most desirable vessel, his tool. Shneamar Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lachem Torosi Al Ta'azovu. I am giving you something which is Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something is Tov, is good. It's good. The Chazal tell us, a salesman tells you something is good, take it with a grain of salt. Understand? He's selling you a vacuum cleaner or a washing machine, he tells you it's the best, or a car. No. Possibly. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's good, that means it's perfect. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem torosi al ta'azovu, do not forsake my Torah. Right, this is what Rabbi Kiva taught. So he taught three principles. Now, the first principle, he said, on the person, how dear is the person that he was created b'tzelem elokim, in the image of Hashem. See. This is in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet, but the Mishnais are numbered differently in different texts, so it's approximately Mishnah Yud Dalet. How dear is the person that he was created in the image of Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this endearment and this love known to him, that he was created in the image of Hashem. Now what is unusual here? There's something very unusual, because we could say just the opposite. We could say, what is man? You know what man is? A man is someone that comes from next to nothing. Tipas Rucha, comes from a drop. Ultimately, he comes mina offer, from the dust of the earth, bela os offer toshu. And he will return to the dust of the earth. His end will be that he will rot. He goes to a mokum offer verima viselas, toleo. He will rot in the dirt where there are worms. He's full of hate. He's full of sin. He's male gaiva. He's arrogant. He's kaas. He's anger. He's full of taiva, desire. He's a thief. He's a retzeach. He's a shefek dam. He's a bal machlekes. He has human frailties. He's a failure. Just look at the world. Look at all the generations. The last 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. The last 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years. The illustration of the greatest failure in the world. And this is when the angel said this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you creating man for? So all they do is constantly go to war against each other. They kill each other. And so on. Look at the world. And he has the Yetzer Hara that drives him. And there is such a perspective. There definitely is a perspective. The fact is our tefillahs and are full of this. And even the Mishnais are full of this. And there are times when one has to look at that perspective. But Rabbi Kiva chose a different perspective. He says, no. No. He says, if you want to know what man is, yeah, man can make himself into that. But if you really want to know what man is, he says, look at the psukim in the Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that if you kill a man, you must be put to death because you killed someone. There was Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. He is made in my image. Now, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's image? is the Melech Malchei Amlochim. He's the king of all kings. Therefore, man was made like a king. Maral says that's why man was made to stand upright. Every creature was made to crawl, to walk on all fours. Man was made to stand upright. Man was made to walk upright. Skufa, skifa, kuma. Bekuma, skifa, skufa. Why? Because man was made in the image of Hashem. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king, man is a king. And everything else was made to crawl because the king must rule. And everyone else is a subject to him, and they must bow. And all creatures in the world bow, except man. They bow to him. This is why, in the Torah, immediately after, in Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vayivra Hashem es Adam b'tzalmai." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Let's create man in our image," and he did. Immediately after, it says, "Peru uvu umilu es ha'aretz b'kifshua." Be fruitful and multiply, fill the land up, and conquer it. Uredu b'degase yoma b'ayif ha'shamayim. And you shall rule from the depths of the sea, the fish in the depths of the sea, to the highest birds in the heaven. Ubachal chaya harimeshes ala oritz, and over everything which crawls on the land. Now, we keep asking a question. What is this? How is it possible that this man should be created in the image of the Melech Malchei Amlochim, of the King of all kings? And he was given a mitzvah, you shall walk in Hashem's ways. How is it possible for a lowly man to walk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways? You're taking of the King of all kings. This creation that we have, the greatest minds have been studying it for 5,000 years. And there's not a day that they don't find something new. Solar system, galaxies, they thought there were 1,000, 100,000, 10,000. Now they're finding there's billions and billions upon billions. They thought that it was maybe 100 miles. Now it's millions of miles, endless. Who can weigh the sea? Who can weigh the mountains? Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of all kings, and he commanded man to walk in his ways, to emulate him. How can man emulate him? How can that be possible? This person that came from a tipa srucha, and he's going to end up in a hole in the ground, full of insects and worms. How's that possible? And he was given the or panav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always say, "Ki be'or ponecho nasata lono." We say, "Yoyer Hashem ponov eilecho vichuneko." Kodesh Baruch Hu should give you the light of His face. From the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the image which is by a man. And this is why we see there's radiance on the face of man, because this is a light from Hashem. And this is why we see that when man dies, immediately that radiance is removed. And there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says that the two heels of Adam HaRishon had such light that they were like not one sun, like two suns. Not like one ball of fire like the sun, but like two. And the Medrash says that the light of the heels of Adam HaRishon dulled the light of the sun. So the Maral explains, because a heel is the darkest place of man. It's always in the darkness. And it's the furthest from the face of man. And the main image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the face of man. It states, Chochmas Adam Teyeh Ponav. The radiance, his wisdom comes through the radiance of his face. So the heels were the darkest place of Adam Arishon. And the greatest light in the physical world is the sun. And even the heels of Adam Arishon was a greater light. This is how strong the image was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Arishon. So how is this possible? And further, HaChazal tell us, Chayav Adam Leimar, Shekol Ma Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leibora Ele Bishvili. Person is obligated to say that this entire solar system, which Hashem created, with the billions of creatures on the world and in the sea, and Leinivra Dovrecha Levatola, not one thing was created without purpose. He created for me. This is what a person is obligated to say. And this is why man was created last. Because everything that was, when you invite a guest in, so you prepare the house and the table before he comes. Man was invited into the world. His world was prepared before he came in. Because the entire world was created for him, not for the fish and not for the birds. So he's obligated to say that everything that is created was because of me, for me. So Rabbi Akiva is telling us something with great insight. He says, don't become too overwhelmed with the great machines that you might see. See? Or even the great creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you might see. Because you are greater. He created you greater. The greatest computers that man so far have made do not compare with one grain of the human brain. This is what Rabbi Akiva is telling us. So he had a very good insight as to the capabilities of the human being. What a person can do. Naturally, a person can fail. A person can destroy himself also. He can jump off a building, he can jump into the sea. But on the other hand, a person can come to endless levels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared his own image with him. And then he goes further. And he says, Chibur Yesod Nodas Lo. He gave man an extra measure of endearment because he made this known to him. Now the Maral asks, what is he telling us here? He says, Chaviv Adam, how dear man is, because he was given the image, and Chibur Yesod Nodas Lo, and he endeared man even more by making this known to him. But he wanted to tell him this. There's an Ava Musteris, there's a concealed love, and there's a revealed love. He wanted to reveal his love to man. And many times, you let someone know how much you love them in order to make the bond even stronger, that they should love you. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. It's not enough that he knew. He says, I want you to know this. I want you to know how special you are. And why I did this, because I have so much love for you. You must also know that. And where do we see he let man know this? Maral says, that's why Rabbi Akiva didn't quote the Pasuk in Bereishis, because there only the angels knew this. But he quoted the Pasuk in Noach, because there, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands the death penalty from someone who destroys his image, there we know why. Like the Torah says. And then Rabbi Akiva went further with the second principle. He said, Chaviv in Yisrael. Now he says, I'll go further. He says, after you've been made like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, you share his image. You can emulate his ways. After you've been made like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as a nation, Israel, you have another level. He says, besides that, of the Tzelem Elokim, He has made you bonim. He has made you his children. Now, what's the great chidush of that? The great chidush of that is because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, then we are his avodim, not children. We are his servants, not his children. The fact is, he says, the malochim, the angels, are his avodim, not his children. So Rabbi Kiva is saying, there's something else with Israel. Not only is he the king and the king of all kings, and not only did he make you in his own image, but he made you as his children. Bonim atem Hashem alakechem. This is a unique role that Klal Yisrael plays. Not like any other nation, not even like any other creature, not even like the angels. But you are born and you are his children. And therefore he has a greater degree of passion and emotion and love to you. And he wants you to know this so you can respond accordingly. And how did he make us know this? Because he says, you're my children, you have to be beautiful, you have to be perfect. You're not allowed to mutilate yourself. You're not allowed to cut your hair off. You have to be beautiful as the prince, the children of a great, mighty king. And this is why the Maral says, why didn't he take the pasuk B'ni Becheri Yisrael? They are my firstborn. Because we don't know that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that. But here was the illustration of it. And then he said a third principle. He said, Chavivin Yisrael shenosalem kli chemdo. And a third level, a third degree of how special you are, because he gave you the kli chemdo, his most desirable precious tool and vessel. Now here Rabbi Kiva is bringing out two insights: what Torah is and what Yisrael is. If we understand what Torah is, we'll understand even more what Yisrael is. Why? He says, what is the Torah? A man builds, an woman builds, he has his tools, his keli. The Torah is the keli, the tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he built the world with it. It states, B'istaklu bara raiso. The Torah glorifies itself by saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used me. He looked at me and with me he built the Torah. Chukim chakakti. The Torah is built on my principles and laws. And it states Torah was created Tov Kof Kuf Ein Dalet Shon Deiris 900 and 74 generations before the world was created. This is what the Torah is. In other words, all of the secrets that the world encompasses are merely secrets that come from the Torah itself. So you can imagine what the Torah encompasses. Now, Rabbi Kiva says, if we understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is, we can understand even more what a Jew is, what Israel is. Because this Torah he gave to Israel. And to no one else. Asher bocha bonim mikol amim beno sanlon esterosei. If we thought Torah is just another belief, another ideology, there are dime a dozen, another book, all right, big deal. But if we understand what Torah is, then we'll understand even more what Israel is. And why? Because of his love for Israel. And He let us know that. He let us know that because he wants us to know that. Because he gave it to us on Har Sinai, where everyone saw, and we saw. And he told us, Lekach Tov Nosati Lochem. This Lekach Tov, which is perfect, I'm giving to you and no one else. Torasi Alta Azobu. So the Bekeeva is coming to say, firstly, what is the person? And what is the nation of Israel? And what is the Torah? And now you can understand even more what Israel is, that he gave it to them. And this was all the Chibur Yisera. Why? Because of his great love and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has for Israel. And he wants them to know that. So all of this he made known to them so they will realize what they are, what their capabilities are, and how close they are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we see an insight into how the Rekiva understood the human being and Yisrael. And then with this, he knew that the capability of a person is endless. You just have to work at it. And it's endless where a person could go. Bahalakta bidrocha, we're obligated to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can that be? Would you tell someone that, who's a multi-billionaire, that you should emulate him? So evidently we can. And Rekiva, because of his deep understanding in what the human being is and what Israel is and what the Torah is, this fortified him, this motivated him to rise to one level after another, endlessly. The Mishnah brings in to give you an example of his great understanding of what the Torah was. You see, there's two things. There's one is to understand Torah, and the other is to understanding what is the Torah. A person can't approach Torah if he first doesn't understand what is the Torah. The Gemara brings, the Mishnah Masechta Sota brings the last Mishnah. It states, it says, Mishameis Rabbi Kiva. Once Rabbi Kiva died, Bottle Kavod HaTorah. No longer was there the level of Kavod HaTorah, the honor of Torah that existed during Rabbi Kiva's time. The world took a drop. When he was alive, then there was Kavod HaTorah. Once he died, that level was never matched. Then the Mishnah says a little further, Mishameis Rabbi Gamliel HaZokein Bottle Kavod HaTorah. When Gamliel HaZokein died, also, the Kavod HaTorah ceased. A whole difference, there was a whole difference. Now, what was this Kavod HaTorah that we're speaking about? And where do we see this in the Rabbi Kiva? So actually we're speaking about two different types of Kavod HaTorah. Rashi brings on Gamliel HaZokein, he quotes the Gemara, it's the Gemara in Megillah. He says, Masechta Megillah Omar Sha'at Shemeis Hu Haya Briyes Be'Elam Belo Ha'Elamidin Torah Ela Me'Umad. That in the generations preceding Rav Gamliel HaZokein, and inclusive in Rav Gamliel HaZokein, the people were very, very strong. And therefore, they would only learn Torah standing up. In other words, really it's a shaila if you could sit down and learn, because you have to have covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. We find in the Nach, see, when Ehud came and he said, Dvar Elokim, actually, I have the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell you, immediately the king stood up. So we're learning the words of the king while we eiskesprit, while we're sitting back. So during the time of the generations before and inclusive by Rav Gamliel HaZaken. The people were very strong. So therefore they always studied Torah standing up. Mishameis, once he died, Mishameis hu yorad chayli la'elam. Sickness and weakness came to the world. And we had to learn Torah sitting down. Okay, so when Rav Gamliel HaZaken died, bottle covered HaTorah. A new negative dimension in covered HaTorah was introduced in the world. But what about Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva Rashi says something else. Something very interesting. He says, Shoyenesen libai lidreish kol kots v'kots shokol os. Rabbi Kiva would darshan every stroke of the letters and of the crowns on the letters, like we learned in Masechta Menachos. Kolshkein tevis yeseres v'aisis yeseres. Certainly any extra letter, a whole letter, or kigain basu basani derish, any extra letter, any extra word, certainly he would darshan, he would expound. The zehu kovat Torah godlo. This is the greatest kovat Torah. Shein beidove levatola. That there is nothing without a purpose, not even a stroke of the pen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. See? And that Rabbi Kiva understood. He understood, before he understood Torah, he understood what Torah is. Torah is the greatest wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means there can be nothing in it levatola. There can be nothing in it without purpose. There can be nothing in Lodovareki. There can be nothing shallow in it. And if there is something shallow, that means we are not understanding it. Many times people will learn something and they'll say a shallow explanation. Many times people will say a drosha and they'll say something in the Torah. They'll answer something which is totally simple, insignificant. Actually, in the Maralmi Prague was fire against such a way. Fire. He couldn't stand the darshonim that would get up and just say what was known as pshetels. See? Simple meanings that had nothing to do with the truth of the Torah, they had nothing to do with the depth of the Torah, nothing to do with the shallowness. He would say, this is the greatest disgrace for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. This is the greatest disgrace for the words of the Chachomim. For example, there's a Mishnah that says, Le'abayshin Le'meid. The Chachomim tell us that someone who is shy will not be able to learn. So he says, what does this mean? He will not be able to learn because he'll be too shy to ask questions. He says, if that's what the Chachomim are telling us, this is a disgrace to them. Do we need the Chachomim Gdailim to tell us that? That's what we need Hillel and Rabbi Kiva and the others to tell. That every simpleton knows that. That if you're not going to ask, you're not going to learn. So what are they telling us? He held anybody who will learn Torah like that as being Mevazer Torah. He's shaming Torah. And then from there he goes into a great depth as to what they're telling us. And it's the same thing in the Chumash and the Nach and the Sugyas HaGemara. This has not to do with Pshuta Shel Mikra. See? And that Rabbi Kiva understood. Not only he understood that, he understood that if there's a crown on one letter and not on another letter, it's concealing a world. See? You understand what Torah is, now you can work on understanding what the Torah is saying. And Rashi says, if even a stroke of the pen he darshaned, so certainly if there was a word that was unnecessary, he certainly darshaned it. And he would sit on it until he would understand what it is. Or, if he didn't, so he would say, look, I don't understand it. But one day I will understand it. See? He wouldn't be ma'aves es ha-mikro. Distort the mikrais. See, the psukim of the Torah. And he says, so Rashi says, this is the greatest Kovod HaTorah. The greatest Kovod HaTorah, even if you had a great scientist and he would send you something, you would read it very, very carefully, and you wouldn't read it like it's just a shallow piece of paper. But once Rabbi Akiva died, there was no one that could take his place at that level. Therefore, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, bottle Kovod HaTorah. And there's a great more to elaborate on, but we don't have time. So we see, how did Rabbi Akiva rise from such lowly heights to such great heights? He understood what Torah is. He understood what the human being is. He understood the bond of Yisrael, Bonim Atem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the bond of Tzelem Elokim, and the bond that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give his Torah to us, where that places us. From there he learned that a man can rise endlessly. So this is a great principle that we learn from the great Rabbi Akiva.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yGj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.